Last January, Morning Edition broadcast a story from Afghanistan on the National Library in Kabul. It's a library in name only, as most of the books had been stolen or destroyed during the country's civil war. The few books that remain, mainly Soviet-era tomes, are of little use now. The report resonated with a young woman in New York who thought she could help. 6 months later, she's about to send 20,000 books to Kabul. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
24-year-old Melissa Street works for the textbook publisher John Wiley & Sons. After hearing the story, she thought, surrounded by books, she was in the perfect position to help. And so she asked her colleagues to donate some books that she would then ship off to Afghanistan.
I envisioned maybe 500 books. Literally. Each day I'd go down to the basement and the room would double in size each day as they brought down more and more books. And one day I had to do the math. I had to like count the boxes. I was estimating about 30 books in a box. I counted it and I just said, oh no, like this is going way over 10,000.
Melissa Street smiles a lot and has a wholesome air about her. She's fresh out of college, 2 years into her first job, and somewhat unwittingly is now immersed in a second full-time occupation.
I had no idea how complicated it would be.
She not only collected books from her colleagues, she contacted other NPR listeners who said they wanted to help. In all, about 30 people. They quickly realized that the task was so big, they needed to form a nonprofit group.
We moved to form our organization, Books for Freedom. We filed for a 501c3. We formed a board of directors and committees to go about figuring out what books to collect, how to collect them, how to pay for it, how to actually get them, how to ship them there, who would receive them.
It was becoming a huge undertaking. There was a shipment of 800 books from upstate New York and 4,000 books in Arabic from the estate of a Middle Eastern studies professor in Texas. At Fordham Law School in New York, Michael Whidden collected 2,000 books from students.
I mean, at first, we had to figure out what kind of books were going to be needed over there. So I had contacted the Afghan embassy that I think had just opened in, I think, March. I talked to a woman there. And she said she would be glad to help and just kind of cautioned us to, I guess, be culturally sensitive to, you know, the people over there, not to send, like, you know, racy Western cultural things like, you know, romantic novels or something like that. No Playboy or anything.
So a core group, including Whidden and Street, went through all the donations and weeded out the books they thought wouldn't be needed. Books on, say, the hospitality industry or Spanish language books. They took books on engineering, the law, agriculture, some novels and some children's books. Every lunch hour for more than a month, Street would go down to her office's basement and sort through the thousands of books, boxing them up according to subject matter and then labeling them. Some 20,000 books were sent off to a warehouse in New Jersey. From there, they'll be shrink-wrapped, put on pallets in a container, and shipped across the world. They won't get to Afghanistan until August. Law school graduate Michael Whidden says the project was frustrating at times because it took so long, but he says it's satisfying to think that all the work over the last 6 months may pay off soon.
When this had first started, everybody that I talked to just said, you know, we don't really know. It's impossible to send books to Afghanistan. You can't do that. They don't have roads. We don't know anybody over there. There's no organizations over there. You know, when I contacted the politicians, I mean, a lot of people didn't respond, and those who did just said, you know, it sounds like a good idea, we encourage you, but we don't know how you're going to do it.
But now they're on the verge of sending their first shipment. And what began as a simple gesture of generosity has turned into something more meaningful for Whidden. He sees what they're doing as a humane response to what he witnessed in New York on September 11th.
I guess it's all, our ideals are also American in that from books will come, you know, knowledge, and from knowledge will come peace. And I mean, I guess that's very idealistic, but that's what I personally believe in, and that's why this means so much.
The group Melissa Street has formed has another shipment of 20,000 books ready to go, but they don't have the money to send them yet. Their goal is to keep sending books, hopefully in the languages of the region. Most of the books they've collected so far are in English. Michael Whidden dreams of rebuilding the entire National Library of Afghanistan, and after that, doing the same in other countries. No small dream, he admits, but one he is confident can be accomplished. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.